There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So what's the one word that most people associate with open world video games? Bloat? Ubisoft? No, it's exploration. Because what is the point of open world video games if they don't grant the player the opportunity to freely explore their beautiful, expansive world as they see fit? But you know what? Some of these games will actually punish or straight up mock those who get a little overzealous with their wandering. So let's have a chat about them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 open world video games that mock you for exploring. Number 10, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Bread and butter of the Grand Theft Auto franchise has been the appeal of giving players a massive open world sandbox and just letting them tear it up however they see fit. Except, in San Andreas, Rockstar had an odd, slightly hilarious punishment for anyone who got a little bit overambitious and attempted to access areas of the game world that hadn't been unlocked yet through the story. If you're playing the game as Rockstar intends, you need to complete 27 missions in Los Santos before accessing San Fierro, and 64 before unlocking Las Venturas. But that doesn't mean that you can't just swim to these places before that. However, doing so will result in you instantly receiving a 4-star wanted level, ensuring the near full might of the San Andreas Police Department quickly comes crashing down on you. Granted, cops like Tenpenny and Hernandez tell you not to leave Los Santos in the early stages of the game for good reason, but when Rockstar dropped players in the middle of such a rich, gorgeous world, did they really expect them to be patient and wait for it all to open up organically? Number 9, Fallout 4. Fallout 4's unforgettable opening sequence sees the protagonist forced to take shelter in Vault 111, once the bombs start dropping. But what about those adventurous players who wanted to take a peek around their suburban neighborhood of Sanctuary Hills before it's forever transformed into an irradiated wasteland? And more to the point, what about those who want to see what lies beyond the confines of this town? The game is generous enough not to strictly funnel you towards the vault, but for anyone who attempts to leave Sanctuary Hills and go further afield, they're met with perhaps the most cruelly mocking invisible wall in video game history. If you thought that a 4-star wanted level in San Andreas was bad, in Fallout 4, walking past a certain invisible boundary will trigger the nuke's detonation, instantly killing the player. Basically, you're forced to either progress the story forward by heading to the vault or hang out in a small patch of your neighborhood until the end of time. It's tough to decide which sounds more nightmarish, honestly. Number 8, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. On the face of it, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild is a game that absolutely rewards players who venture off the beaten track and explore every last square inch of Hyrule's lovingly rendered open world. Hell, the game even lets you make a beeline straight to the final boss Ganon immediately after the brief opening prologue section. But this is also a game that, for all its apparent celebration of player freedom, has a rather perverse, even cruel regard for those who wander off from the very start. You see, players who extensively explore the game's first area, the Great Plateau, are likely to find themselves soon enough getting summarily spanked by grossly overpowered enemies. In the early going, you've got just a few hearts of health to your name, and you're going to die a hell of a lot, which is effectively Nintendo's way of not so subtly nudging you towards shrines to help build out your character. As inviting as the game's world might seem, it's surprisingly punishing of players who just want to take a stroll in a random direction and soak in the sights. That is to say, prepare to die. Number 7, Far Cry 6. Much as the Far Cry games are all about exploring vast locations and ticking off everything on the Ubisoft open world checklist, Far Cry 6 had a ridiculous surprise for those who attempted to see how far away from the Caribbean island of Yara they could actually get. In step with the series' many alternate or joke endings, Far Cry 6 allows players to get in a boat and just, well, they can just sail away from the area before they've bothered to confront the local dictator. But in order to hammer home that the game really, really doesn't want you to sail off the map into the endless expanse of the Caribbean Ocean, as beautiful as it looks, you'll receive an on-screen warning that you're leaving the area and urging you to turn around. If you ignore that message, though, you'll be treated to an ending cinematic set 3 months later, where the protagonist is shown relaxing on a beach in Miami, beer in hand, while a radio news report reveals that the dictator has defeated the guerrilla uprising and solidified his iron grip over the nation. Basically, this thoroughly tongue-in-cheek ending gently shames you for taking the easy way out, showing you what will become of the area without your committed intervention. Number 6. Prototype. Cult fave action-adventure game Prototype takes place in the virus-obliterated Manhattan, where the US military attempts to contain the outbreak by blocking all exits from Manhattan Island. But nobody could blame you for paying a visit to one of Manhattan's most iconic landmarks, the Manhattan Bridge. But if you dare to get close enough, you'll find yourself bombarded with a battery from the assembled Marines, who have set up base on the bridge and really, really do not want you to cross it. Yet given that protagonist Alex Mercer is himself a superhuman shapeshifter, the player is absolutely able to vault past the military blockade and try to cross the bridge in order to reach downtown Brooklyn. To stop players from doing this, though, you won't merely be assailed with an increasingly aggressive barrage of missiles, the camera will also shift to an awkward distant angle perspective where you take up just a small portion of the screen. Evidently, this is a rather passive-aggressive move by developers Radical Entertainment to try and coax you back to Manhattan proper by simply refusing to let the camera play ball and follow you to the end of the bloody bridge. Number 5. The Crew. For all of its many issues, The Crew features an impressively scaled-down open-world rendering of the United States, naturally prompting many players to ponder what might happen if they attempt to cross the border. Though the game doesn't feature a Canadian border crossing, there is one for Mexico. And alas, Ubisoft understandably appreciated that players might try to cross it, and so beyond merely erecting a border crossing area that is just impossible to penetrate, they had a little extra fun with it at our expense. You see, if you try to drive through the barrier, FBI agent Zoe Winters will pipe up and throw some shade at your greediness, asking you, what, the whole USA isn't big enough for you? Come on, people were just trying to go there, right? Besides, that slightly catty message from Zoe didn't stop some players from figuring out how to glitch their way past the barrier and drive around in the out of bounds regardless. Number 4. Ghost of Tsushima. Ghost of Tsushima's eye-wateringly beautiful Tsushima Island just begs to be explored, and though Sucker Punch certainly permits that to a point, they don't want you to visit certain story-related camps too early and risk breaking the game. And so if you reach a camp that's going to be featured later on in the campaign, you'll receive a message warning you that you are entering an area of overwhelming enemy forces. Hilariously, this generally amounts to the game festooning you with an unrelenting flurry of arrows from all directions, seemingly fired by a fleet of invisible officers. As some players have discovered, though, if you're unlucky enough to jump into an offending camp while equipped with a certain set of armor and restorative charms, you might get catapulted into the air by the arrows and juggled there in perpetuity, unable to die. This is all just the game blatantly telling you to stay out of this area and come back later, but there surely had to be a less mean, less immersion-breaking way to do this, right? Number 3. Sunset Overdrive. Sunset Overdrive actually boasts one of the most amusingly creative and self-aware implementation of invisible walls in video game history, given that company Fizco erects an in-universe barrier in Sunset City to try and contain the outbreak of mutant overcharge drinkers running riot there. Hilariously, if you bother to reach the end of the game's map, you'll be met with an invisible wall that's literally Fizco branded, with the message, "Invisible Wall, Security Provided by Fizco," emblazoned on the transparent boundary. The invisible walls also get a memorable mention in the game main story, where ex-Fizco security guard Walter attempts to escape the city via helicopter and, crashes straight into the wall, killing himself in the process. Clearly the message from Insomniac Games here is, have fun, but remember, there are limitations. Number 2. Anthem. Much has been written about how BioWare's much-anticipated shared-world action RPG Anthem was rushed out of the door by EA long before it was done cooking. The game was sold on the thrill of getting to don an Iron Man-esque armored suit with three of your pals and fly around the game world defending humanity from monstrous forces, and yet the game's aggressively restrictive design felt like a slap in the face to anyone actually keen to explore. Despite offering up a lush open world, Anthem's multiplayer gameplay was massively undone by a tethering system, where while teaming up with other human human players, you're forced to maintain close proximity to them, fear of a warning message being displayed. Couple this with a totally pointless overheating mechanic, which limits the amount of time you can spend flying in one go, and it feels like BioWare were actively trying to stop players from doing the very thing this game was marketed upon. Oh, you want to fly around this gorgeous world that we've made? Totally unrestricted? Yeah, nah, that's not going to happen. That Anthem was ultimately a critical and commercial flop is, well, the least surprising thing ever. And number one, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. Now, SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated is admittedly a game that you're not in any way supposed to take seriously, and in that stead, players who got a little overzealous with their exploring and ventured too far off the beaten path will get a literal helping hand from the game itself. While playing as SpongeBob, Patrick, or Sandy, if you reach the boundary of the game world, the human hand of Sailor Hands, a character who appeared in the first few of the show's episodes, though is never shown as more than a hand, will slide onto the screen and drag you away, forcing the game to restart from the nearest checkpoint. It's a pretty clever and distinctly SpongeBob way to implement invisible walls without straight up having the player just collide with them, acknowledging both the game's limitations and the player's overenthusiastic inquisitiveness in one funny fell swoop.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.